Shalosh Yom Kavod HaMaregel. So we this morning, Sif Sechaim, we're looking at the fundamental Hashkafa connection between Pesach and Purim. Now I want to look at a sugya that stands on its own in the world of Pesachim. Achronim point out that there's a fascinating interplay, and maybe a problem, between the sugya and Pesachim and sugya and Megillah. So it's a doubly in Yonah Diyom right now. And Maseches Pesachim is one of those Masechtas of Mishnayos which is arranged chronologically. It comes up a number of different Masechtas and Shas have a chronological order, at least a part of it. Bikurim is one parak that takes you through the Seder of Havas Bikurim. And Sota, you have a chunk. The biggest probably of all is Maseches Pesachim. All Maseches Pesachim, all 10 parakim are arranged chronologically. The irony is, as you know, you probably know from learning the very beginning of the Masechta, at least peeking Mishnayos once. The first Mishnah begins with Bedikas Chametz, the beginning of the first parak is Orla Ba'asar. And then almost the entire Masechta officially is about Erev Pesach. That's the irony. Because the first parak is Bedikas Chametz, then goes into the second parak already is talking about Bir Chametz, what time you do the Bir Chametz in the morning. And the third parak continues with that. And the fourth parak already talks about Minhagim, specifically doing malacha on Erev Pesach morning as a matter of minute. Malacha, there is a some is malacha minat midina Erev Pesach afternoon, and the morning is mitah minig. So the first parak is about Lil Erev Pesach. Prakim 2, 3, and 4 about morning of Erev Pesach. Then Prakim 5 to 9 are about the Karban Pesach, which was bought Erev Pesach afternoon. And finally, the last parak, dropped right here, Daf Tzai Tesem Veiz, we finally get up to the night of the Seder. So there's a little bit of irony there. Everything is chronological. Obviously, you have a lot of hilchos pesach throughout the Masechta, but officially, it's organized al Seder Erev Pesach. As a matter of fact, even this first mission, the first line of the last parak is still about Erev Pesach. By this point, we're in late in the afternoon. Let's take a look at this Mishnah. Erev Pesachim samach l'minchal yochol al mashatechshach. Erev Pesach in the afternoon. And the Gemara discusses exactly how much of the afternoon, but the latter part of the afternoon, close to Mincha, whatever that means, Din number one. Hey, you have number one? Oh, yes, let's share. So Din number one of the Mishnah is Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're not supposed to eat too much until it gets dark. Rashi explains because you want Hidur mitzvah, and you should come to the Seder for Achilas Matzah, Achilas Pesach. It should all be, thank you very much, fantastic. It should be with excitement. It should be with enthusiasm. Should come hungry. Come hungry, leave happy. Come hungry, leave holy. That's the first din in the. Okay, the first din. Okay, we got all of our technical issues worked out, I'm sure. Okay. And then the total of three din in the Mishnah. The first din is about Erev eating hachanas for the Seder. The hachana for the Seder is not to eat too much Erev Pesach late afternoon. And then you have the first two dinim of the Seder. Heseba and Arba Kosas. Afilu anishu b'Yisrael yochal chiyasev. Even the poorest Jew should not eat until he does Heseba. And even the poorest Jew, they need to provide him with at least four cups of wine, even if he's Min ha tamchoy. What's a tamchoy? A tamchoy literally is a plate. Gemara Bava Basra in the first parak, and Bava Basra talks a lot about communal structures for tzedakah. And
Shamish
might go around. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Bava Basra talks about the extent of the different types of tzedakah collection. You hear Rashi on the Mishnah quotes a Mishnah at the end of Pesach, at the end of Peah, excuse me. Maseches Peah is about Peah and the other Matnas Ani. Peah and Lekad and Shicha and Maaser Ani, and a little bit about tzedakah in general. So here he quotes the Mishnah at the end, the very end of Peah, Perakhas Mishnah Zayin, that the one type of communal collection was Kupa, and that was a Pushka. They would go around once a week collecting cash for people who didn't have enough cash to get through the week. And they went around every day with a tamchoy, literally with a plate, a big dish. Misha ein lo, see Rashi quote to the end of the Mishnah. Misha yesh lo mazon shtei sudos, yo yitol me'a tamchoy. So a person doesn't necessarily have enough to get himself through the week, but he has enough to cover food for the day, two meals per person in his house for the day, you shouldn't take from the Tamchoi. Tamchoi was they would collect fresh foods before refrigeration. They would collect, go around knocking on doors in town, and we would put a little, if you could afford, you would give a serving of food, whoever it is, some fresh food on the dish, and then they would give it out to the mamish, anim sheba'anim, who couldn't even afford food for the day. So the Mishnah is saying, even mamish, ani sheba'anim, who's getting food off, he's being fed from a soup kitchen, maybe that's what we would call it, being fed by the soup kitchen, not Tamchei Shabbos, which provides once a week. But mamish, a soup kitchen, show up every day to get food. Even at that level of poverty, the gaboy tzedaka have to make sure to provide arbakosis. Wow. So the Mishnah is saying, the Mishnah is highlighting how significant the din drabanan arbakosis is, that even though it's only din drabanan, we have to make sure that every single Jew has arbakosis, no matter what the level of need. So just thinking about these dinim, I want to focus now on the middle din, because the middle din, in a sense, is really the beginning of the Seder. Over the course of this parak, the rest of the parak is going to go through, if you have Mishnais, you see, the parak takes you through the Seder. It talks about Kos Rishon and Kos Sheni, and much of the Nusach of Magid, the core paragraphs of Magid, appear in the Mishnais. Manishtana is here, Lefiko Chayvanim, Mechol Dar Vadar, a lot of the chunks, whole of Darsh, this parak really lays out the whole Haggadah. But before we get to the play-by-play, it's certainly a very good way to prepare for Pesach, to at least work through the later sugyas from Kuf Yud Daled and on. I actually take you through the steps of the Seder, the Mishnayos and the Gemara. The very first din of the Seder so is what? Well, the first din of the Mishnah is Hachana for the Seder. The very first din of the Seder itself is Haseba. Now, here it's in the Mishnah, so we're going to focus on Haseba. It's in the Mishnah here, and the Gemara only picks up Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, as you saw. Almost like nine blot later. Because the first nine blot of the parak are about the first line, and the first line gets, if you ever learned Arei Pesachim, the first line gets us into a lot of general discussion about Kiddush and Havdalah all year long. And about Kiddush and Makam Suda, and so it's a very beautiful sugis, not really in Yonah Diyoma, it's more really Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Pesach. Hilchas Pesach, Hilchas Seder really begins with this middle line. Now, how much is the line, before you even get to the Gemara, just looking at the Mishnah, that's right, Yakna has in the opening sugis, just looking at the middle line of the Mishnah, I feel honored to be Yisrael Yochel Achiyasev. What do you learn from the Mishnah? How many deen does the Mishnah tell you? Feel free to raise your hand if you want to. Yeah, what do you say?
Haseba.
Okay, now when there is a chiv Haseba, Haseba is required. Good.
I just say Ani Shib
Yisrael. So it's interesting that Ani Shib Yisrael and Lo Yochel Achiyasev. And then when you hear that it's even for the Ani. Now, even for the Ani is funny. By the Arba Kosos, even the Ani is because Ani can't afford. And Arba Kosos costs money. And someone's gonna, either he's going to have to provide or someone's going to have to provide. Haseba is free. Right? Whatever you have to lean on. Gemara says you can even lean on the guy next to you. Gemara and Kufches says that they were there. I think Abaye says they were in Yeshiva when they were Yeshiva Bachrim. They were in Yeshiva for Pesach. It's a very old minhag to be in Yeshiva for Pesach. They would sit in a circle and everyone would be leaning on the guy next to him. So Haseba doesn't have to cost money. If you have nice pillows, you have nice cushions, so gavalda. But Haseba doesn't have to cost money.
Yeah, but Tosos says you might think that it's not a significant enough lean, I guess.
Oh, I feel the Ani should be Yisrael Yochel Achi Yosef. Why I feel the Ani? I could have thought that, right, I could have said it's silly.
Would they have like special bed? I know the Gemara, I don't even know where I saw about them. Actually, it was in the Gemara. About supposed to be like a bed.
Oh, so if you
they
go to
the have special Pesach chairs, or it's like
so. All those who have time this afternoon for alternative learning activities, educational and cultural activities. So if you go to the Met, or if you go to the Met's website, maybe you can find it there also. They have on if you go to the Greco-Roman collection in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in the West Side of Manhattan, East Side of Manhattan, in Uptown Manhattan. You'll see they have Roman Haseba couches.
This what was called Haseba chair. No. I'm saying it's med stuff, or it's like it's the same thing.
No, they would recline. Chazal, I'm not sure you buy med stuff. Med, not the baseball team. The med is a museum.
Yeah,
the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I'm not sure what type of Greco-Roman collection there is in Shea Stadium.
Yeah, I was
like, maybe it's going back the last time they won the World Series was in the Greco-Roman era. Yeah. Guess that was a Met fan.
It's starting construction.
Yes. Rech Hashem.
Did they? Donnie Korn, give him patience. He just started. We got a whole $25 billion
left. Everyone, calm down. See, everyone's joining Zoom. Pay attention. Yeah, there's no mute button when we're live here. It's going to be hard. Oh, someone has his hand up. Yeah. What do you say, Asher? No? You don't want to say anything? Okay. Okay. What do you say, Asher? Okay. So the Maisa, so the Afil Anish Mishal Yochad Shiyaseh presumably means that the Chiddush is, I would have thought it's silly, a Haseba was a way that aristocrats ate. Royalty ate the Haseba. They went to a high-end classy party. They set people up to eat instead of chairs.
Why is that true? Like, I wasn't comfortable.
It is.
Eating like this is like...
No, if you eat to the side of the bed, it's eating in bed, it's like breakfast in bed. You have to do it right. If you don't do it right, it's not such a schmack. If you do it right, apparently it was eating the lap of luxury.
So like they set up beds?
Yes. Yeah, with a little table. Everyone had their own table.
Hence the word bed.
Sick. Think about like a cow.
The bed word in the Gemara is because of the way that it's a bed.
Okay. So the first thing the Mishnah tells me is that there's a chiyuv haseba. Second thing the Mishnah tells me is that haseba is something that's meant to communicate something. Haseba is meant to communicate chayrus. So much so that it's actually a chiddush that an ani should do it, because I would have said it's a little bit silly. Now you take a look at Rashi, the Mishnah. Rashi and Kutzai Tesen Beis Kederech B'nei Chorin, to eat in the manner of Haseba, in the manner of free people.
Well, if it's meant to resemble free people, then there shouldn't be any question of who should do it.
Zecher L'Cheiros
B'mitzvah Al Shulchan. He's not rich, he's not free.
True, but in the Roman period, Haseba was a way for aristocrats to eat. So you're showing we're B'nei Malachim. B'nei Chorin means that we're B'nei Malachim.
Okay, but when we say
Bnei Chorin
specifically, we don't say
Bnei
Rich, whatever it is,
Bnei
Aristocrats.
Okay.
So I'm saying, where's the
Havamina? Ah, well, no, because I could have said, because the idea, I could have said it's silly, the fellow's wearing scraps of clothing. He can't even, he looks like such an ani, but he's eating Be'aseba. I could have said it's the Chucha V'tlula. It's silly. And I could have said, guy's going to show up in his a bathing suit and a tie.
That's a good look. No. Exactly. He's free to dress however he wants.
Never.
He's free. That's my point. He's free. So it has nothing to do with
why is that the same resembles
being free, not being rich?
No, it's a zecher for cheres, but it doesn't. It resembles machos or aristocracy.
Okay. Hold on, we'll take your question later. So the Mishnah says, number one, there's a chiyuv haseba. Number two, the Mishnah says, it is meant to communicate something, so much so, it's meant to communicate aristocracy, which is in this case what we mean by Bnei Chorin, so much so that it's a chiddush that the ani should do it at all. And number three, you see that it's a way of eating, which we take for granted. I could have said the haseba is dumb, which is massive. I mean, it went the whole time. Lie down while he's saying sleep and sleep and sleep. He says, no. It's only the yochal atchiyaseh. It's a way of eating. Don't eat without haseba. You can talk without haseba. You can discuss without haseba. Haseba is a way of eating, which was the metzias, the cultural metzias in the Roman period that Chazal are turning to Takan Drabanan, Leila Pesach, is a way of eating. But if it's a way of eating, so then the first thing the world wants to know is what do you eat? Let's take a look inside of us. There's a lot going on in this Gemara, and for now we're going to try to make sense of the Gemara overall, but really zero in on the Maskana. Maybe we have a chance before Pesach to come back to the core guts of the Gemara a different time. Itma, we said, Lo yochal chiyasev, lo yochal what? could have said, you can't eat anything until you do that seva. So no, the Gemara says, the Gemara assumes that it's particular foods. It's my, the Amaram said, matzah tzarech her kuf chesem alav, matzah tzarech haseba, mar ein tzarech haseba. So matzah does require haseba, marar does not. Rashi points out, marar, the mesa for marar makes no sense. Marar is a zechel avdus. And so it doesn't make any sense to do Hesed, which is Eichel Cheiris, together with the Mara. But Matzah, Rashi says, is a Zecher Ligula. As an aside, that's interesting. Matzah is really both.
Is that
Matzah? Yeah, Matzah is both Lechem Oni, but it's also a Zecher to the Chipazon of the Geula. Right, when we say Rav Gamliel at the end of Magid, which is a Mishnah, by the way, in this parak, so Rav Gamliel says, Mara is about the Ashum Shemira Hamitzur Mitzchayev Asim Mitzrayim. The suffering, Mar is about the suffering and pain of Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim. Matzah, he there says, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rushed us out of Mitzrayim. And so Matzah is both. Matzah is a dialectic. Matzah is a Zecher LeShibud, LeChemoni. But it's also the way that the Klai Yisrael were when they were Avad in Mitzrayim. But it's also a Zecher to the way we got out. So the fact that Zecher LeGula warrants a Seva. How about Yayin? Yayin, it's Moshe Rav Nachman Tzarech HaSeba, it's Moshe Rav Nachman in Tzarech HaSeba. Does it need HaSeba or not? Rav Nachman said both. See, they're a very old marker for this. A or B, the answer is yes. Or in this case, yes or no, the answer is exactly. So Nachman said you do need HaSeba for the Arbakosis, and Nachman said you do not need HaSeba for Arbakosis. So how could that be? Is it a machloka? You could have said it's a machloka as Talmidim what he said. The Gemara says no, below pligi, but it's not a machlokas. I mean, obviously not a machlokas, Rav Nachman, but it's not a machlokas among the Talmidei Rav Nachman. Instead, habatar tekazi kamar, habatar tekazi basrei. It's all tala in which kosos, tala the first two kosos or the last two kosos. So by one pair of Nachman said yes, the other pair of Nachman said no. But here is a machlokas. There's no machlokas, but there is a machlokas. How there's no machlokas? Right, because the Gemara says the Talmid of Nachman said by one of the two sets of kosos he said no haseba. The other one he said there is haseba, but there's a machlokas later amaram which is which. Armel alai gisa, armel alai gisa.
What does gisa mean?
Gisa is a side. So some say to this side, some say to that side. Armel alai gisa. Some say to this side. Meaning, the first two kosos require a seba. Literally, that's when now is when the cheres is beginning. But the trekasi basrei lo bo a seba, my dehava hava. So the first day holds that you have to be mesiv for kadesh and magid for the first two kosos, because that's when the cheres is happening. That's when the cheres is starting. And later on, my dehava hava. What was? It's already. Old news, so it's no longer exciting. Interesting. And the other one says no. The other tzad says, "I'm a little haigi." It's the adrabah, just the opposite. Trikas basroi, exactly with a thumb. Trikas basroi, bo seba, and yishayt the gav yecheres. The other tzad later on says no. You have the cheres exists. The second two kosas. The first two kosas, you're not going to say, but we're still saying avadim hayinu. Let me ask you a simple question. Besides the obvious question, what do these svaras mean? Yeah, what do you mean we're still saying avadim hayinu? By the second kosa at the end of Magid, we're long done with avadim hayinu.
You don't need to. Meaning, I think it makes sense for you stop leaning once you're already out and saved.
Right.
And the other tzad?
Yeah. And you dafka mesa the first two?
You need to be done with the entire, meaning it's not like,
you had a big
meal.
To
be
you
free from
like,
jail,
you've
got to leave.
But the second coast is already after we're done with the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim.
Yeah, meaning you're.
So why not be mesa the second coast also? 2, 3, and 4. But you're saying good, so let's polish this. So what's going on here, Lahore, the Gemara, is number one, we're applying B'chol dar, the line we say in Magen, which is also a Mishnah later in the parak. B'chol dar v'dar chayv adam liras es atzmo. Kil yatsa atem yishev mitzrayim. This is the hardest part. The hardest part of the mitzvah tzipras yetzias mitzrayim, it could be harder than eating matzah, and harder than eating mar, is the mental aspect of chayv adam liras es atzmo kil yatsa yishev mitzrayim. To mamish, it's not just like, okay, I'm going to talk through the story. But to try in your mind to relive it, that's a real avoda.
That takes two cups.
Why don't we do a save anymore?
The part of that avoda.
No, what didn't mean that's a joke, but like the time
Ellie,
takes
Ellie,
that
please,
long.
Please. You yourself.
Part of that avoda, there's no mute button. Part of that avoda is, part of that assumption is we're saying, look, we see the period of Magid as a Jew going through, reliving Avdus and Cheres. So, and we're assuming that the second kos really relates to the whole Magid. You drink it at the end. You only make the bracha, the Asher Galanu, and the Bar Per Gefen at the end, but that really relates to the whole Magid. It's a bracha over Magid. So what the Gemara sounds like it's debating is when does it make more sense to have a Zeicher L'Cheiros? That makes more sense to have a Zeicher L'Cheiros, the Haseba of the Kosos, in conjunction with the process of going free or with the product of going free. So the first day is said, we'd rather have in conjunction with the process. So the first two Kosos, the Kos of Kaddish and the Kos at the end of Magid, are the two Kosos that bracket... they bracket CPTS and Shrine. They bracket the Magid. So the first day the Gemara said, it makes the most sense to have the Zeichel Cheres then. When you're mamish reliving, that's the most poignant, the process. The other day it says, no. We want to have the Zeichel Cheres once you already are free. The Hala, the last two Kosos, the Kos of Baruch and the Kos of Hala, we are the Kos that bracket the Hala. The Kos of Benching leads into the hollow, and then you have the coast at the end of the hollow. So the hollow is our response. Now that we're free, we're going to say hollow. So that seems to be the discussion later on Maram. What was Rav Nachman thinking? We know Rav Nachman said two of the four coasts of Kara Seba. Which ones was he talking about? Is it more logical to assume that he was saying you need to have Zeich L'Cheres in the first two, in conjunction with the process of going free, Hashadu Kamas L'Cheres, or with the last two, Hashu de kahav yecheres. Now you already have. The cheres already is. So that's the Gemara Shaila. So how do we pass them? The Gemara says, Hashu itmahachi v'itmahachi idiv idibo seba. Well, so the Gemara says, what? Now that we have Amoram saying both directions, so what's the solution? Solution is both. So what does the Ran say? So the Ran right away jumps and says, there's a lot to say about the early part of the Gemara, but in terms of how you deal with this, good. A quick show of hands. How many of you saw the Ran and Pesachim? Wow, great. How many saw the Ran and Megillah? Okay. How many had a chance to try to work on how those two Rans fit together? Okay. Ellie's hand is up on Zoom. Fantastic. Okay. So let's take a look together. Let's see where this takes us. Let's start with the Ran himself. The Ran on the Skibar. Turn, please. Take a look at the Ran. Bring it up at your screen. Bring it up in an actual paper safer. Happy with that. Old school. The Hashi Itmahachi Itmahachi. Again, Chav Gimel Amin Alf Bedapi Harif. Psachim, the first wide.
No, there's someone up there.
The first wide line. Ashi itmahachi itmahachi kulu ba seba. Everybody say, bring it in. Avagav de ba'alma kaim ala nipcha. Even though normally we would say just the opposite. Chal sveig draban and lakula. Normally the din is, Gemara and Beit Zedav Gimel and elsewhere, normally the rule is, safi rabban lahakam. You actually even have it here. Oh, you don't. Oh, you have a sifting on. They took out the ram sifting. That's low.
It's probably in the, what's it called, parish. Not that I use a sifting, but...
It's fine. So the Ran says what? So Ran says normally we should have said Sefer Rabbanan Lakula. In other words, he's politely asking a question. Why did the Gemara say that what we are familiar with, that we do a Seba all four kosas? As a matter of fact, this Gemara could have been a little surprising to us. First two, last two, I mean, you do a Seba all four. So the Gemara says, yeah, you do a Seba all four. Halach l'maisa, because we're not sure which pair of kosas require a Seba, so we cover our bases. The Ran says, what do you mean? We have rules for how to deal with Suffolk. The rule is, Suffolk Rabban Lakal. If there had been some sort of sugi here, and you came some sort of maskana, this svara is stronger, that svara is stronger, Megal. But if not, they said svara is stronger, Lakula. Yeah, what do you say, Donnie Morris?
What would the
Megal
case be?
Oh, good. So the Ran is sensitive to Donnie's question. Right? The question is, well, if you would be more Megal, how would you be more Megal? So you have...
So
there are five. There are five possible psakim here. And the Gemara chose one of the five. Right? One option is what the Gemara said: have to be meisir for all four. Or we could have said you don't have to be meisir for any because it's always a suffix. Or we could have said you get to choose which set of whether the first two or last two. Or we could have mandated the first two. Or we could have mandated the last two. I said five options altogether. After the first set, after the last set, both, neither, or you choose which.
Megal be you choose.
So the Gemara chose the most machmer version. The Gemara chose, we could have had been Megal, we could be, to make a long story short, the outcome could either be no Haseba at all, or Haseba for two out of four, or Haseba for all four. And the Gemara chose Haseba for all four. Why were we Megal? But the Ran's answer has to...
How come he didn't like that answer?
Let's see. So how many answers does he have? Two. He has two answers. He says, number one, Kevan de lav milsa de tirchahi avdinan l'ravcha de milsa. Since it's not a big deal, it's not so hard to make it for. It's not a major tircha. It's not a major tircha. So let's... Avdinan means... remember, avad... Ew. In Aramaic is like asa in Hebrew. Avdinan doesn't mean we're going to work hard. It's not Loshon Eved. It's anachnu osim. Avdinan is anachnu osim. We do l'ravcha d'milsa. Cover our bases. Why not? Now, so it sounds like the first svar the Ran is saying, he says, kach pir shuzal. Not sure who they are. We're not sure who they are, right? But the earlier Rishonim, perhaps his Rebbeim, the standard approach up until the Ran was, you're right. We could have said Sefer Rabban Lahakal. Yes.
He's looking at the Ronda.
But it's not a big deal. So it sounds like what the Ran is saying, the first Svara, the Ran is saying that we rely on Sefer Rabban Lahakal when we need to. Really, we should machmir. But Chazal didn't impose if it's going to be a big deal. So it's not a big deal, so then why not be machmer? So everyone look hakel, if it means having to repeat a bracha, going out of your way, so then we say suffer around the hakel. But here it's not an issue. Where else do you find that svara? The Ran doesn't like it. The Ran's about to give another more fundamental answer. But this first idea, yeah, you should have said suffer around the hakel, but we only apply suffer around the hakel when there's cause. So that's, I think, if you had a chance to take a look at that Rashi and Beitza. There's another place where this svara pops up of only applying Safran Lahakal when there's cause. The Gemara in Beitza, Daf Gimel Beis, is talking about the Mishnah, opening Mishnah in Beitza. Yes, let's explain. The opening Mishnah says that according to Beis Hillel, if an egg is laid, a chicken lays an egg on Yom Tov, it's usher to use that egg on Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat it when Yom Tov is over, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Tov, the egg that was laying on. I think this came up earlier in the year also. So the big machlokas amaroim, why is that asr? Is it because of muktzah? Is it because of nolah? This, that, hachan, jiraba, various issues. Or maybe it's some safi rabbi. So go on to the discussion whether it's somehow, perhaps some degree of isr daraisa, or purely drabana. The Gemara says on Gimel Beis, Gemara quotes a braisa, that if you have an egg that was laid on Yom Tov that gets mixed with other eggs that were laid in Erev Yom Tov, I don't know which is which, they're not marked. I have five white eggs. And one of those five was laid today, and the other four were laid yesterday. I don't know which is which. 1,000. 1,000 eggs laid yesterday and one egg laid today. Brisa says, don't eat any of those eggs until tonight. We suspend the rule of Bittul Berov. And we also suspend the rule of Safek Drabban Lahakal. Because if you have an egg, you're not sure whether it was born Erev Yontif afternoon or Leil Yontif. So it's not clear whether it's the Beit Shalom Yontif or not. So we say, Misafek, it's Aser. How come it's Aser Misafek? And how come it's Aser even Bitarovis, even if it's mixed in with others? So the Gemara... the Gemara says, the idea of Davar Sheish Lamatirin. The Gemara says, you're right, normally we should have said Batal Barov. And normally, if it's Rabbanam, we should have said, if it's only a Safek, then Safek Barov Lahakal. But there's a rule of Davar Sheish Lamatirin. What's Davar Sheish Lamatirin? So the Rashi explains in Beit Zedav Kilma Beis that if you had Davar Sheish, the thing which has Matirin means a thing which will become Mutter later. Right now, the egg is Aser. Even if the egg is Aser, it's going to be Mutter tonight when Yantiv is over. An egg laid on Yantiv is not Aser for little mud. It's Aser on Yantiv. When Chol Moed comes, or when Isrucha comes, Mutter. So if it's a Davar Sheish Matirin, we don't use Bittul. If it's a Davar Sheish Matirin, we don't use Safek Drabban Lahaka. Why? Well, what's the special yichus of the fact it's going to be Mutter later? Right now, it's Aser. Well, what the marriage going to happen tomorrow? So Rashi says, a very natural svara. Rashi says, what does he say? He says, well, actually, tachlenu be'isser, tachlenu be'heter. Why do you have to eat it be'isser if you could eat it be'heter? Meaning, let's say that one egg got mixed in with 50 other eggs. So you could take an egg now and rely on bittul. You could also wait until tonight and then you don't have to rely on bittul. Or if I have an egg which is a suffix, whether it was born laid on Yantif or before Yantif. So you could eat it on Yantif and rely on Sefer Mabon Lakel, or just wait until tomorrow, wait until tonight, and it'll be mutter without any asterisks. You won't need any footnotes. Yeah. Won't be any hesitations. Acha tachlana be'isser, tachlana be'heter. Instead of eating it be'isser, not mamish be'isser, I mean, there'll be a heter, but instead of relying on the kula of bittul, or the kula of Safek Drabban Lahakal, just wait until tonight, it'll be mutter without any issues. Yeah, what do you say?
The only word was like, you have something else to eat instead.
Correct. If you have nothing else to eat in Yom Tov, then we probably not apply Davar Sheish Matir. Right. If you have nothing else to eat, if you have other things to eat, I say, you're in the mood of eggs, okay, wait. Right. That's a good point. Now, why am I raising Davar Sheish Matir? Alright, so this is not Davar Sheish Matirin. That was not my point. Nothing's going to change later. But here's the point. Rashi's Svara that we suspend Safek Drabban Lahakal by Davar Sheish Matirin is built on the same approach to Safek Drabban Lahakal as the first approach in the Ram. Because what they're both saying is that Safek Drabban Lahakal is like a kula if you need it. If there's cause, it's tzorech, so you could be maker. It's not like, it's not mutter, it's like more, almost like dechuya more than hutra. Really, there's an issue here, but you have the right to be maker. But it's only Safek Drabban. So if there's a reason to be maker, be maker. But it's Davar Sheish Matirin, wait until tonight. Why be maker now if you can wait till tonight? Or, why be maker? It's so easy to be machmir here. You do essay, but instead of sitting up. Like, what's the big deal? If it's up, you have a piece of food, you're not sure, kosher, treif. Okay, that's valid application of Safek Drabban Lahakal. But Ron, the first pshat Ron is saying, what's the big? It's not a milsa de tircha. That's the svara behind the first approach. Again, the first approach lines up with Rashi's approach in Beitza Dav Gimel, and it works out elegantly that the Ron disagrees with both. In terms of Davar Sheish Matirin, the Ran rejects Rashi. The Ran in Durim has a very fancy approach to Davar Sheish Matirin. Not Rashi's sort of natural svara, oh, why be makel if you don't need to? Asher, I see you raising your hand. I'm trying to unmute you. I'm not sure why it's not working. I'm really sorry. Ah! No? You didn't raise your hand? Okay. I will lower your hand for you. Okay, no problem. So the Ran, as we were saying, the Ran, Lishitasa, disagrees consistently with this idea. He doesn't like this idea that, Sarabhan is like a kula. He says, no, Sarabhan is mutter. He rejects, he has a different approach to Depreciation Matirin. And let's take a look here. Veli Nira, the Ran says, back in Pesachim, he does not like saying this far here either, that, we suspend Sarabhan Lakula by the Hasei because no big deal, it'll be no big deal. He says, no. There's a more fundamental explanation to this. It's not like the first pshat that really we should say Sarabhan Lahakal, but why apply if it's not necessary? No, you can't say it. What did he say? You have to do Hasei by all of them. Not just we would encourage you to not use Sarabhan Lahakal. No. Sarabhan Lahakal is inapplicable, invalid. Why? Here he comes back to what Dani was saying before. Because it's really process of elimination. What are the other options? Right? As you were saying before, what else could you do? You could either drop it legamre or haseva by two out of the four. He says, inez lakula dingo lahakil, well amai nokil bahani tve mehani. Why do I make it by these? Right. In other words, I cannot choose arbitrarily. I can't just say, well, I'll be mesiv by the first two. I'll be mesiv by the last two.
Didn't we say, you're including both the first two and the last two within the last two.
So let's take a look. There's a double, a two-part svara of the Ran.
Right.
What the Ran is doing, as in any process of elimination, you have to knock out each of the alternative options. So let's work. So he says, you can't choose arbitrarily. Sarabhan Lahakal doesn't give you the right to choose arbitrarily. So, normally, Sarabhan Lahakal, you just suffix is mutter or asr, yes or no. One second. Hold on. So usually a suffix is a yes or no suffix. Here it's an A or B suffix. It's a yes or yes, but it's yes A or yes B. So that's why it gets more complicated, because to choose one versus the other, the Ran assumes you cannot choose arbitrarily. And then he says, well, why not knock out both of them? Every single coast, I'm going to say suffix. Ah. So Dovi says, a mekra mitzvah sebe lagamri. You can't say sefer ban lahakal across the board, because then the whole mitzvah is gone. That's for sure false. Right? In other words, that's the second svar that the Ran is using in his approach. Is if I have a piece of meat, a suffix, whether it's kosher or treif, look, it could be it's kosher, so I'll eat it. Sefer ban lahakal. Right? Maybe taka is kosher. But here, we know for sure you have to hasev b'yayin. That's not up for grabs. The question is when. So if we're going to tell you don't do it all, that's betach wrong.
Didn't we say before by chil?
What?
Well, yochal adshi
yisei. Right.
Didn't we say
yochal adshi yisei?
Good. So Eli points out the language of the Mishnah. Eli was mechaben to the Rambam. The language of the Mishnah was yochal adam adshi yisei. If you look in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, so he phrases it as you have to be ochel v'shosa b'seba. Right, so that's why the Gemara is being mechadesh. When we say achila here, ishti b'chal achila. Okay. Gevaldik, and here you see as well. Divrei Torah, nivim makam achar, v'ashim makam achar. Look at that. Torah is interconnected. Baruch Hashem. So coming back, so the Ran makes his suggestion that, again, the first approach with the Ran did not like. Earlier, Yishonim said, and the reason why the Gemara is being machmir and saying Haseba all four is because, it's not Mitzvah de Tircha, it's not a big deal. So who needs to say Sarabhan Lahakal? But the Ran doesn't like that. As somewhat similar to his rejection of Rashi and Beitza, he says, no, Sarabhan Lahakal is a rule. If it applies, it applies. It's not a big deal, it doesn't matter. If it's really Sarabhan Lahakal, then we would apply Sarabhan Lahakal. But it's really because, as Dani said before, process is elimination. There are limitations on how you use Safik Rabban Lahakal. Two limitations in particular. Number one, you cannot apply it arbitrarily. And number two, you can't apply it to the extent that everything is gone. That your vadai not be mekayim the mitzvah. So that's why you cannot apply arbitrarily. That's why you cannot pick one set of two out of the four. And you cannot use it to the extent that your vadai out. And that's why you can't say Rabban Lahakal for all four. So then by process of elimination, what's left? You're not going to not do a save at all. You're not going to choose two and drop the other two. So the only option left is, as I said before, four. That's the run here.